This call may be monitored or recorded.
Hey yo, it's me, Roy, from the corporate office. We hear you're having problems and we'd like to help you solve this. Give us the names and numbers of your past 10 clients and we promise to harass and cause emotional violence. Do you know about the PLA? They might telephone your ass just to ruin your day. Please take a lesson from Milky Monday. Unlisted number won't help, no way. Excuse me, sir, I think you dinged my car. I can't find the damage. Who did you say that you are? Don't like your attitude or appreciate your tone. You're sounding pretty brave over the telephone. Hi, I'm a driver from Domino's. Can you come outside? Cause I'm a little bit stoned. Can't find your house, then I got this fucking pizza. Yo, I got the munchies, so I'm probably gonna eat some.
Your name is Roy, put your hands up. If you got a red box, put your hands up. If you're from Illinois, put your hands up. And if you're not in luck, put your hands up.
Well, you know, just one of them. You gotta hold a beer in one of the hands. Fucking double fist. Anything worth doing, it's worth doing right.
Okay, we're live on the air on February 11th, 2013. I'm RBZP.
And you didn't even let the whole song play.
It's playing in the background right now. I just turned it off for us. So we can hear each other on your dumb tablet thing.
Well, can they even hear us? Because sometimes you play the music way too loud in the background.
I promise, it's really low. They can barely hear it.
Oh, they can hear my dog.
And I'm not going to forget to turn it off this time. I'm going to, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, you're Stacy, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I thought there was somebody at my door. Obviously not.
Fucking dogs.
Okay. So, you guys want to hear how noisy my washing machine is? Can barely hear it. Isn't that awesome?
It sounds weird. It's like a sounds like some futuristic hydraulics thing.
What the hell?
It's just making a weird noise. What the hell?
I think it sounds awesome.
What washing machine does that?
A new one. It's so cool. I should give you guys an audio tour of my apartment. This is the living room.
I hope nobody can hear it because of the I'm Awesome playing in the background.
This is the kitchen. We're in the kitchen right now.
Okay, shut up. We're going to do pranks.
Hang on. You got to hear my microwave. Did you post this on Facebook yet?
What, our show?
Yeah.
That we're doing right now? Did I post it on Facebook?
Yes. Yeah, post that we're doing a show.
Oh,
right
an
now.
Announcement. Oh, fuck the people that don't listen to the stream 24 hours a day. If they can't be bothered to listen. Yay, microwave sounds. What the hell? What are you doing?
Okay, now I'm going to put it on a lower time so you can hear it beep.
Oh, I can't wait for this. Holy crap. You're making me want to run downstairs and show off my microwave.
Please do.
And my toaster oven. It has a bell in it.
This is the kids' room.
No digital beeping in that.
And this is the kids' bathroom. It's kind of dark in here. Sorry. Oops, I ran into something.
By the way, listeners, I can't see Stacy. She's just... This is an audio tour.
Yes, it's an audio tour. Of my apartment. This is a fireplace. I have a fireplace now.
Did you just move or something?
No, actually I moved last year, but I haven't done an audio tour yet. This is my...
Yeah, you're covering your microphone, dummy. Now I'm echoing back at myself. Just sit still.
It's my backyard, okay?
God.
I just let the dog out. And this is my bathroom.
Wait, breaking news.
Breaking news. Stacy just let the dogs out. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I had to open the microwave door so it wouldn't keep beeping at me.
After 15 years, we finally know who let the dogs out. Get it?
Yep. And this is my room where we began.
Okay.
I don't think I have anything audio in here for you to play. Yeah, this is my
definitely can't hear it because you're covering up your mic and I'm echoing back at myself.
I have a huge... There I'm not go. Covering up my mic. I'm looking at my mic right now.
Well, it was a second ago you were. Something was happening.
No. Well, I have a huge GTE orange cone in my apartment.
That's stolen and you should give it back.
Actually, no. I bought it from a flea market.
They stole it.
They had about 5 of them. They also had a whole bunch of telephone pole insulators also.
They're thieves. Actually, probably not. You know, the GTE's been gone for 10 years now.
Yeah, exactly. Here's my living room light.
You need to do this on your own time. Do your audio tour. This is like a YouTube thing. Yes.
So how many listeners do we have, Brad?
Dean is messaging me on Skype right now. He's like, you're live? Yes, Dean, we're live. February 11th, 2013. This is the morning show in Russia. Yes. In Alaska and Hawaii. It's the morning show.
We actually recorded the show 5 days ago, but we just keep saying February 11th, just so you believe us.
We should say, yes, we're live, to people that commonly ask that. Like, just so when they hear it on the stream later, they're like, oh, okay. It's live right now.
Yep. It's live right now. Nathan, who's talking to me right now on Facebook. Wow. I didn't know he was talking to me.
Oh my god, Nathan.
Wait, when did he send me this message about...
Are you looking at your tablet?
No, I'm on my phone.
I was gonna say this.
I mean my laptop.
Fucking thing that you're broadcasting on is too much of a distraction.
Okay.
You're fired.
You already canceled my show, so, I mean, fuck you.
Yep, that's true.
So, who do you want to call today?
Well, I've gotten submissions since the last time we did it for apartments, and they're buried in my email somewhere. I'd have to look them up. But what I really have, what I really would like to get through here is, I've got... Oh, man, I have more than I thought I had, I think. I've got a bunch... A bunch of oil change companies, their customers. I've got all their customer phone numbers.
Oh, man, this is going to take forever.
Well, we don't have to do them all.
We're going to be at this all night. Yes, we do.
You mean all morning, because it's the morning show.
Right, morning.
It's Roy and
exactly.
Stacy in the morning.
Right.
Yep. And I did a few of these the other night before Carlito's show, and they were funny. I told a lady she had a bicycle tire. We put a bicycle tire when she replaced her tire, and she went out and checked. I told another lady we filled up her tires with explosives, and then I decided that was a dumb idea, and I told her it was just a joke, and because, you know, we probably shouldn't be telling people I filled their car with explosives. It might feel threatened by that.
Yeah, that might be a bad idea. Although, you know, they would never actually be able to trace it to you.
Why not?
Because weren't you calling from Skype?
Yeah, Skype's traceable. I've seen tons of news stories where people trace Skype. Cops know what Skype is.
You know what?
Quit.
Stop ruining my points. I don't feel like debating.
Well, no, I'm just...
Just tell me I'm right.
You shouldn't give, you know, pranksters false hope that they're completely anonymous with Skype, because...
No, I think we should.
Yeah, it'll be hilarious.
It'll make some great news stories.
Yeah, there'll be more news stories I can reference. I just got another Skype message from Death Fox. You took Prank Wiki off Cacti. Fuck you, Death Fox.
That's what did my you do, Brad? Roy?
He thinks I owe him something. Never
Wait,
mind.
What did
I'm
you
not,
do?
Because I had a link to Prank Wiki on Cacti Radio. Uh-huh. And it's still up there. It just doesn't load it automatically anymore. It's loading a different page now. So he's mad because I'm not forwarding all of my Cacti Radio traffic to his website anymore.
Yeah, screw you.
Give the other
screw
people
you
a chance.
Trying to get Roy to forward all the traffic of some website he doesn't even care about.
Yeah, I hate Prank Wiki.
Some stupid. No, I'm talking about Cacti Radio.
Oh. Yeah, I hate Cacti Radio.
So, you know, stop trying to tell him what to do with a website that he hates, that he shut down, and he didn't actually shut down. I'm confused. What is going on with Cacti Radio? Can you just inform all the listeners, especially me, please?
It's dead, but instead of just letting it expire, I'm forwarding it to other things. Like, right now, it's forwarding to phonelosers.org. But the fun show is still on there, and the prank show is still on there. I didn't want to kill your guys' pages, so that's why I'm keeping it.
Aw. So sweet.
I've got links to, just prank-related things on it now.
Nathan would like us to upload this to YouTube right now because he has to drive.
Okay.
Ugh, I gotta go drive. I wish I could listen. Please upload onto YouTube.
Let's stop the show right now so we can just upload what we've done to YouTube.
I think he means later, but I'm just gonna be like, LOL.
Yeah.
And the live broadcast is at phonelosers.org, right?
Yeah, in the sidebar. Or on madhouselive.com. Yeah, and it's only there because Carlito, I don't know why he doesn't run his own station anymore, but I've been running it for over a month now.
Wow, so you gave up Cacti Radio just so you could run his station?
Yeah, fucking Carlito. God damn it. I don't mind. I mean, I'm still running the phonelosers.org stream stuff, but now I just have to broadcast on two things instead of one. That's not any extra work. But I have to play more Madhouse, so I don't feel like a jerk for just filling up the Madhouse stream with PLA junk.
And do you ever play my show on there?
It's in the rotation. It's like every.
I wish you wouldn't.
Oh come on! Every tenth thing is the fun show. So it gets played like maybe once a day.
Once a day?
Yeah, something like that. It's scheduled to start.
That sucks.
Like right now, it's scheduled to start at 5:30 this afternoon, this evening.
You should probably only play it like once a week.
Yeah. Who cares?
So you promise Nathan it'll go to YouTube? Can I tell him that?
Not YouTube. It'll be on the stream, on the RSS feed.
Oh, okay.
But he has to, you know, download podcasts. It's easier than YouTube if he's in the road.
Oh, okay.
So do you want to prank oil change people?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are you done with your stupid audio tour?
Yeah, did you get any other information, like what the type of car, or did you just get phone number?
I got their phone number, their name, and what they had done, which pretty much all of them are oil changes. There's a couple that were tires, you know, they got tires done, or whatever.
Okay.
Most of them are oil changes.
Cool.
And I never know what to say to these people. I just kind of call and see what happens. Death Fox is like, I heard you.
Duh, we said it on the air. Of course you heard us. I'm glad you heard.
The end says, you don't know what it's like to have cactus hands. I think that's
hilarious. Wow, everybody's defending me on YouTube. Thanks, guys.
Aw.
I don't like my voice, though, still.
Yeah, we should announce that we've... Like, you have two new YouTube videos on your YouTube?
Yeah, some hacker has been a hello?
Just a moment, please.
Okay.
Oh, her name's Malin Petrovich. She got an oil change.
Hello?
We can't hear you.
Can you turn your volume the fuck up, please?
I turned it down so you guys could hear you.
No, turn it up.
Wait, are you old?
How old?
How old are you?
Old enough to know better.
Okay, yeah, we don't talk to old people anymore.
Oh yeah, well, you don't, but then you're good to go.
No, we've our standards have gone up. I had a boyfriend get mad at me for being mean to old people. Okay. He's not my boyfriend anymore. He never was my boyfriend.
Thank you, pardon?
She loves talking about her boyfriend and her periods. It's like nonstop with her.
Yeah, I used to date a guy that would get mad because my friend here used to call old people and tell them jokes. Okay. Well, that's what we're doing right now.
That's what you're doing now.
Yes.
All the old jokes, I'm sure.
We hate how soft your phone is, so we're not even going to try and prank you. We're just going to hang up on you.
Yeah, we're not, because we don't like old people anyway. Bye-bye.
That's good. I'll be 150 in next year.
150? Holy crap.
Oh, no.
Okay, bye. She sounds like she would have been hilarious, but...
She would have, but I can't understand her.
Yeah.
Plus, that guy I was dating went on a tirade once because you called some old person, I forgot what kind of call it was, and he was like, old people don't deserve that. That might be the only person they talk to all week.
People say that all the time on YouTube whenever I post old people pranks. And
so I guess...
Like, we're supposed to just ignore old people and not give them any fun?
I know, right?
Like, that's the reason they're just old and their minds are broken, because they don't have anything to challenge them anymore. They need prank calls.
Exactly.
It's like Mildred. She probably would have died in the mid-90s if it hadn't been
for... We're doing old people a service.
That's right. Okay, so do you have something in mind to say to oil change people? You want to take this one?
Well, yeah. I was going to tell them that their car sucks. And hope
ugly.
That I get someone that has a classic car or something to get all offended. People get offended about their cars.
We don't want you here anymore. His name's Tanner.
I'll leave a message.
Okay, yeah, sure. We got plenty of these, so we can just ruin these with messages or whatever.
Hi, you reached Tanner Poye. I can't get to the phone right now. Just leave your name and number. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Tanner. This is Stacy. I'm calling from the oil change place. I just wanted to let you know that we worked on your car and it sucks, and we don't want you to come here anymore. So please do not drive your car up here for an oil change. We don't service shitty cars. Thanks. I hope he calls back and gets all pissed off at the oil change people, and they're like, who, Stacy?
It reminds me of there's a scene in Gremlins 2 where you hear this voice over the all building intercom thing, and it's like, would the person with the license plate blah 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 please come to the parking garage, your car is old and ugly. Or old and dirty. like they didn't want it there because they only want new cars in their parking garage.
That's the spin that I'm taking on it. It's like, you have a shitty car and we don't want to work on it anymore.
These are from Friday, by the way. Saturday. Saturday, at some point on Saturday is when all of these happened. So you can try this one too. Her name's Sarah.
Okay.
Luckily for the podcast people, I'm editing out all these rings.
Hello?
She hung up. I heard her. I heard something pick up.
What a bitch. Does it say phone losers on it?
No. Not anymore.
It says corporate office?
It says, yeah, it's my new Skype says corporate something. I don't want to give out what it is on the air because I'm sick of people adding me. I only want people I know on Skype, damn it. Most likely it just has the Skype.
You reached Arlo Hall. Leave your name and information, and I'll get back to you.
Ugh.
That's weird. Let's try one more time, because they picked up first, and now they're ignoring us.
Yeah, let's be persistent.
Oh, you know, I can't remember who came up with this idea, but I have it in my notes here. They mentioned it.
You reached Arlo Hall. Leave your name and information, and I'll get back to you.
I don't want to leave a message.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more.
Yeah, I don't know what to say anyway. Yeah. Someone in the chat room, when I was doing the show Saturday night, they posted this idea, and I'm surprised we never came up with it, but we need to call up and get their customer numbers.
Oh, like haircut places?
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, they always ask for your phone number when you come in there, so everyone would have an up-to-date phone number on the account. And we can make fun of their hairstyles.
That's true, if we knew what their hairstyle was.
We'll have them read that to us. That goes in the computer, right?
Yeah. We can tell them that we accidentally put the wrong thing in the color mixture, and pretty soon it's going to start turning some strange-ass color.
It's going to catch on fire.
Yeah.
But don't... No, water will just increase the fire.
Right. Don't wash your hair.
We need you to put ketchup.
Because it adds more oxygen to the chemicals.
What you're going to want to do is get some ketchup out of the refrigerator. We got to do that soon. Maybe I'll send some of those to Carlito on for his show next week.
Yeah.
I love giving Carlito my phone numbers. He's funny with them sometimes. Except when he gives them to fucking Death Fox. God. Death Fox and his stupid prank wiki.
Hello, we are not available now.
Oh my god, that's a home phone number? Wow.
Those still exist. What kind of sound was that from your home?
Hey, it's Christian. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks. Bye.
It was falling.
Yeah. Maybe I should go down here farther to these other ones that I didn't ever even get to. Because all of these, I tried to call, but it was in the evening, and they had answering machines. Let me go down further on the list. And this is a different oil change place. I mean, I know hopefully you're just going to say the oil change place, but I'll paste what company is in case they need to ask you what it is.
Okay.
Oops, I didn't send you the name. I'm dumb.
5-2.
This is hopeless.
It's just not meant to be.
Yep. It's a bad day to do a show. Hi, Legend. Legend wanted to know if we're live. He asked that 3 days ago, though.
No, we're not live. Not anymore.
It was 3 days ago he asked. So let's answer now to confuse him. Oh, yeah. Name.
If you're messaging me on Facebook, I can't pay attention right now. Stop it.
Who, me?
No, other people.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Hey, this is Stacy. I'm calling from the oil change place. You recently had your oil changed with us, right?
Yes.
What kind of car was it that you had?
Are you talking the oil change in Tucson?
Yes, the oil change that you just had. Like a few days ago.
I did an oil change in Tucson for a Ford F-150.
What year is that? I just want to make sure my records are straight here.
06.
06?
You're calling
Unfortunately,
from California?
Okay. You live in California, though?
No, you're calling from California. 661 area code?
Yeah. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay.
We just needed to let you know not to come in anymore and get an oil change, please.
Excuse me?
I said do not come in and get an oil change from us anymore, please. Thank you.
Why?
Because we don't want you there.
Who is this?
Look, I have to go. I can get in trouble for this.
I have no idea what I've been using Jiffy Lube for 10 years.
But what part of "don't come back" do you not understand?
I actually think this is a prank, so I don't. I have no.
Well,
clue.
How in the hell did we get phone number?
Damn good question. Anyway,
How did I know you had an oil change a few days ago? Why am I calling you from California, where the corporate office is?
Pretty crazy.
See, this is why we don't want you coming in and getting an oil change.
Because?
I think you should just hang up the phone, please. I can't hang up over here.
You're too funny. Sounds like a radio station. Anyway, have a great day.
Hang up the fucking phone.
Have a great day.
I said hang up the phone. First you don't understand that we don't want you here, and now you won't hang up the phone.
Have a great day.
I told you to hang up the fucking phone.
He hung up.
Oh, finally.
See, that's the problem with him there. He like just doesn't know when to leave. He just won't go away. Wants to chat with our employees all day.
That's why we don't want him there. He didn't really get upset, though.
Yeah. God damn him.
I tried to provoke him. I couldn't say he had a shitty car. It was an 06.
Well, come on. That's pretty old. 6 years?
I guess.
Well, people will get mad anyway.
Maybe for people like you.
People, you know.
Make so much money.
Yeah, that's true. I only have 2013 cars in my garage. Several of them.
You should call back and apologize and tell them it's my last day. And sound all apologetic. And at the end, be like, you know what? You need to just hang up the fucking phone.
I like how you said
you're like, what?
I like how he said you were with a radio station and then you started cursing at him. Pretty yeah. much messed up that theory for him. Radio stations don't curse. My turn. You failed at angering someone. I think I might get on the air later tonight and try and finish these up.
No, he's not answering.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 520.
Okay. Next. Spencer Smith says he's watching. He's watching our show.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Isn't that scary? He's watching.
What is he watching?
I don't know. He's watching the little bar, green and red bar, move up and down as we talk. Now you're typing on Facebook. I can hear you.
Hello. I'm not typing on Facebook.
I can tell it's Facebook. Don't lie. Okay, I'm trying another one. It's my turn still. Only 50 left to go. Should we just do some apartment ones?
I mean, these are different. I want to do something different.
Okay. I got like 33 phone numbers from a single oil change place. In like record time. He like read them really fast. I could barely keep up with them, but he gave me the entire day.
Hi, this is Bev. I'm not available to answer.
Next. So what are you typing?
Oh, I'm actually writing a book right now.
About your experiences with online radio?
Yes.
All right.
Because we're a radio station.
Due out in bookstores in 2014. Everyone can pre-order now on Amazon.com. Just search Stacy Stack.
You have reached mailbox number 480.
God. You know, it's we could just call up another oil change place and get new numbers.
Well, how many have you gone through? You said you had so many of them.
I'd say we have about 15 left.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm calling for Gabrielle.
This is him?
Oh, it's a man. I thought that was a girl's name.
No, this is, it's Gabriel.
Oh, because you sound kind of effeminate, too. I'm calling from the Tire and Lube. You got your oil changed here on Saturday?
Okay, hold on just a sec. I'm at work, and it's loud in here real fast. Hold on. Okay, now I can hear.
Okay, great. You had your oil changed with us on Saturday?
No, we had our tires changed. That was it.
Oh, because it says oil change. Because I was wondering why the problem was with the tires.
Yeah, I bought four tires down there, and you guys put them on there Saturday.
Uh huh.
Well, yeah, that was it.
Did you notice all the noise in them?
Huh?
Did you notice the noise in them?
In the tires?
Yeah, well, like we've got this kid working here, and he filled up one of your tires, or I don't know if it was multiple tires. He filled them up with rocks, though. He thought that'd be funny to put a bunch of gravel inside.
I don't know. I really haven't been paying attention.
It'd be really.
Want me to just bring it down there, or
it'd be really loud. No, we're not gonna.
It'd be really.
Yeah, we're not gonna fix it or anything. It's just, you know, just thought you should know, and sorry about that.
Oh, if someone threw rocks inside my tire and it's making a lot of noise, you guys are not gonna fix it.
Well, you're saying you can't even hear it, so I don't see.
Oh yeah, I can't hear it, but I'm just saying if there was though.
Yeah, well, it sounds like there's not a problem if you can't hear it, and.
Yeah, I don't hear nothing, but if I do, I will bring it down there.
Okay, well, I mean, we'll have to charge you again for four new tires.
I don't get that. How would you charge me again for four brand new tires again?
Well, not brand new tires. We'll give you the used price, but we have to take them off. It's like time out of our schedule and everything. We have to make other customers
wait. But if there's rocks in it, that kid that put the rocks in it that thought it was funny, you guys should do that for free.
Well, no, we wrote him up.
So, but that doesn't matter if you write them up or not. How could you charge me again?
It's taken care of as far as we're concerned.
No, I'm just saying, if there were rocks in it...
There is rocks in your tire.
How could you charge me again?
But there are rocks on your tires. I mean, there's no doubt about
that. There are rocks in my tires?
Yeah, there's a bunch. Like, a whole bunch. I can't believe you can't hear them, because, you know, they're flying around inside your tire whenever you drive.
Well, I haven't really been listening because I got the radio playing.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have your radio so loud. Like, what do you listen to?
Rap.
Rap? What kind of rap?
Freaking underground.
Really?
Yeah.
Otherwise known as crap.
So who is this again?
This is Roy from the oil change.
Oh, yeah?
You were here Saturday.
What's your name?
I'm not going to tell you my name again. I already told you my name twice.
No, what's your name again? Because I could make sure I'm just right up the road. I could just drive down there and fucking whoop your ass really fucking fast.
Oh, yeah, you're going to whoop my ass.
I'll be down there right here in a minute.
No, you're not going to... Like, you think you can just come in and whoop someone's ass, and you're not going to get arrested for that and thrown out of the store forever. Uh-oh. He's gone. And Stacy's gone because her phone rang, so I guess she just hung up on me. What a jerk. I'll give her a little bit of time to hopefully come back. I kind of want to call that guy back. Hold on, let me make a note in here. Call back whoop ass. And I want to see if he whooped someone's ass. In a little bit. You know, let's give him time to go to and assault an employee. Because that'll be hilarious. And then we'll call him back and maybe... The ambulance driver will answer or something. Stacy was telling me someone sent her a new apartment while I was making that call, though, before she got knocked offline.
Hello?
Hi, Randy.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, nothing. Just chilling. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's happening? Is that your fire alarm?
Uh-uh.
Is the place burning down?
No.
Should I call for help?
So what's up?
Oh, nothing. Just looking over your file here. What's up with you?
No, not much.
That's good.
It's working.
So what was that noise then? Huh?
What noise?
The noise. I heard a crazy noise in the background. Huh? Randy, what the hell? Oh, hi, Stacy.
Who is that?
I called up a oil change customer and I was just chatting with him.
I'm being tripped. Is that okay?
Huh?
I'm being tripped.
Oh yeah, no, I encourage that on our show.
Get close to the mic.
Man, Randy's a jerk. So, I don't know if you heard the end of that call before, but it ended with him wanting to go to the oil change place. He's just down the road from him.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
What happened?
He's going to whoop ass.
He's going to whoop your ass?
Yes. Should I call him back before he whoops ass or after? Hey, you want to be my supervisor and say he's not allowed to come in here?
He's going to look for Roy.
Yeah. His name's Gabriel. Make sure you laugh about his dumb name.
Okay.
And make sure you eat chips as much as possible.
I will.
But yeah, tell him it's against our policy to whoop ass. To have people whooping ass.
Hello, is this Gabrielle?
This is Gabrielle.
Gabriel?
Gabrielle. But Gabrielle's my maiden name.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm the supervisor up here at the Oil and Lube place. What was this about whooping ass?
Whooping ass is a disease I have.
You're so funny.
It's a disease. It's like a cough.
It's like
a whooping cough, but it's more of a, comes out your ass.
Ass.
Hang on 1 second.
No.
Hello?
Gabriel?
Yes?
So are you going to whoop our ass or what? We're waiting.
Oh, yeah?
How is your whooping?
Who's this? Whooping it?
I am so confused right now. Are you the same guy I was talking to or a different guy?
Same guy.
Oh.
Are you eating?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Yeah. Are you eating?
I can't hear you because of crunching.
You eating chips?
He just hung up.
Awesome.
In the middle of his question. He doesn't really want to know if you're eating chips. He just... that was definitely two different people, though, wasn't it?
I don't know. I'm so confused. He talked about whooping cough out of his ass.
He's hilarious.
He's so funny. Oh my god, I hadn't heard that one before. Actually, I don't think I have heard that one before.
I hope not. Okay. This next one's yours. His name's Richard.
Cool.
He had his tires rotated.
Okay.
Same location that we're calling from.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
He hit the button. Let's see if he answers this time. What a jerk. Hi. Oh, they just hung up that time. One more time.
So much better responses out of apartments.
Yeah, we should take a break from these and do apartments in a little bit. Because I have apartments still.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Here, I'll leave him a message.
0229.
Hold on.
5. Not available.
Hi, Richard. I'm calling from the Tire and Lube. You had your oil changed. I mean, you had your tires rotated on Saturday, and I had some really, really important news about that that you really need to hear, and it's really, really important. But apparently you don't want to answer your phone. You're just going to pick up and hang up and hit the button to ignore me, and you know what? Fuck you. We're not going to tell you. Don't even call here, because we're not going to tell you. You lose out. Whatever, jerk. Bye. Ha. Take that. That'll teach Richard.
That'll teach him not to answer his fucking phone from corporate.
From Skype numbers.
Does it say corporate something?
Well, they're on their cell phones, and cell phones don't deliver names. They just deliver numbers. Oh. And I have my caller ID turned off right now, so it's just showing the Skype 661 number.
Oh, okay.
So it depends on who their phone company is. If they're with a cable company, it'll probably say corporate.
Oh, okay.
I was using my Skype number for a bunch of calls the other night, and Matt started like threatening people and saying we had dead babies in the basement and all kinds of crazy things. So I decided that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's good for some things, though. Oh man, invalid phone number. Oh, it's invalid.
Oh, Spencer, our number one fan, shout out, says that eating chips in Ohio on the radio is illegal.
I wonder if that's true.
It's not.
No, it sounds like one of those things that could be on dumblaws.com. You know, they just have crazy laws on the books for whatever reason.
Nope, it's not.
You checked?
I used to live in Ohio.
Really? When? You're lying.
A few years ago.
I don't remember this. I knew you a few years ago.
You didn't know the real me. Did you get that message I sent you about some guy? Okay. My other friend just left a Jiffy Lube. Call him and say you dinged the car. He will freak out.
He dinged his car while it was in Jiffy Lube?
Wait, I'm confused. My other friend just left a Jiffy Lube. Call him and say you dinged the car. He will freak out. 630 blah, blah, blah is a great clips. So how am I supposed to call him if I don't have the number?
Yeah, I see that too. It's got the... Oh, no, and then it says underneath, what's the friend's phone number? And then he pasted the 630 number.
No, the first friend who just moved into a condo is 16 and living in his own condo.
Okay.
Well, okay, we'll do that one first, and then I'm going to ask him for the second friend.
Okay, so we're going to call the first number?
Yeah.
Okay, and who's talking?
I'll talk because... I think I understand what's going on.
Yeah, I don't. If it's a should we get numbers?
No. Hang on.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
They hung up. I think they picked up.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Stacy?
I can't hear you. No, I'm kidding.
Damn it. Okay, I'm calling him back.
Okay. Just for future reference, guys, if you want us to call someone, give us the number.
Dummy.
Can't call them if we don't. Hello?
Oh, it says busy. Like...
Okay, whatever. Let's call the,
Screw this guy and his dumb numbers.
Yeah, he never gave me the second number of the guy that just left Jiffy Lube, but as soon as he does, we can call him and say he dinged his car.
We could call the great clips that he gave us and get numbers from him.
Yeah, we could do that.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I mean, if we get people that were just there, then they might answer.
Mm-hmm.
tell someone we left spiders in their hand.
Thank you for calling in Yorkville. Sharon speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. This is Douglas from the corporate office with were you having computer issues there? It seems like we haven't been receiving the orders that are put into the computer.
We've been having computer issues for about a month now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of times our internet isn't working, so we can't run the cards through.
No, that's terrible.
So, we're still doing the closing, the way we're supposed to, as far as I understand.
Okay. Well, it's just that we haven't received any of your orders from today, from when, you check people in.
Oh.
Like, do you know what time the last person was that you put in there?
Oh, I just finished one literally a minute ago. We're busy.
Literally. Well, do you have the phone number on that one? The IT was asking me to get the phone numbers from a few of the ones from today, and they can put them in the computer and see if they come up on their end.
Yeah, let me grab my some tickets here, and I can look it up for you.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Oh, okay, sure.
Did you check in online? All right. Phone number, please?
I don't know. Should we take a music break to do this?
Yeah. It should be about 20 minutes. Thank you. All right, I'm going to look one up here.
Okay. I'm thinking we should take a music break.
I just did one. It is 666.
Okay, the name on that?
It is Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Would you like me to look up another one for you?
Oh, yeah, they were asking me to get maybe 5 of them if you could.
Okay.
His heart's in the right place. He took a rain check on now for yesterday. All of your thoughts, all of your memories.
People you love become sworn enemies.
Just one look in the mirror.
And you look right back in tears. You need to take the outcome, accept the consequence.
Make a decision, leave the rest of them on the fence. Leave your umbrella, let the storm come. There's a chance.
There's a chance.
Disappear overnight. There's a chance.
You just get lost in thought.
There's a chance.
Coming at you if you're ready or not.
There's a chance.
You can't save the whole world at once.
There's a chance.
Not dying if you keep on trying.
Her older brother came and went. It didn't seem like much to him. But to a 4-year-old, it can seem like a lifetime. He would go away for a day just to find a crime. She would watch play video games. Said it too young, she watched it anyway. So he gave her a handheld. She took it everywhere, took baths with it. It was her teddy bear. So when he left that night, he didn't have the heart to tell her. He had to go so her life could be a lot better. She never saw him since. It felt strange. She kept to herself, stuck in the game. Didn't want to figure it out, because then she wanted to have a reason for her brother to come back and see him. So she'd been on the same level for years. Even though she beat the game, she still saves here. All of your thoughts, all of your memories.
People you love become sworn enemies.
Just one look in the mirror.
The mirror. And you look right back in tears.
Here.
You need to take the outcome, accept the consequence.
Make a decision, leave the rest of them on the fence. Leave your umbrella, let the storm come. There's a chance. There's a chance.
Then you're doing a two different things.
There's a chance.
You won't disappear overnight.
There's a chance.
You just get lost in thought.
There's a chance.
Coming at you if you're ready or not.
There's a chance.
You can't save the whole world at once.
There's a chance.
Not dying if you keep on trying.
Bill Johnson was the third grade.
Okay, we're back on the air.
Mm-hmm. I'm still eating chips.
Yay.
Breaking news, everyone. Stacy is still eating chips. Okay.
You know what you forgot?
What?
Did any of these people get a color?
Oh, who gets colored? Who gets their hair colored?
Well, I wanted to say we put some chemical in their hair we shouldn't have.
Well, the one, she got a shampoo, so we can...
Oh.
I want to tell someone as a joke. Well, I mean, I guess you have to do it. It's going to be all females there. Can you tell someone you put spiders in their hair?
I don't know if they would believe that.
So what? All right, we should call
I'm
the first
start
one.
Off saying, I'm going to start off saying that we put, we accidentally mixed hydrogen peroxide in the shampoo.
Okay.
And so in a few hours, their hair is going to turn some weird color, and they need to put ketchup on it right now to stop the chemical reaction.
We can't actually let them do that, though, can we?
Yeah, ketchup isn't going to hurt your hair.
Wouldn't be such assholes, though.
So what? They just have to take a shower.
Oh, and no.
Eating. Oh, oh. It's so warm.
I think you should keep eating while you make calls.
These chips are so good.
That's your trademark. Okay, so this first one went out on the air, so for all we know, someone's called and warned them about us.
Oh, probably not.
You big jerks.
Nobody's that stupid.
I don't know. That's never happened to me. We used to do pizza numbers all the time in the air, but surprisingly, I don't think that ever happened. We only have 32 listeners right now, so it's less likely.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Brandon.
All of them?
Huh?
You want me to do all of them?
Maybe. I don't know. I can do one of them, maybe. Okay. It just seems like... I mean, I know sometimes there's guys in there, but usually it's females.
I guess.
Oh, wait, did we get that lady's name that gave us that stuff?
You could be the sweeper boy that sweeps all the hair.
They don't have sweeper boys.
Yeah, I do. They didn't see you, because you're in the back. You only come out to sweep every now and then.
Yep, they pay me $8 an hour. Okay, this is Brandon.
Okay.
Oh. The number you have reached has been disconnected.
See, somebody called him and he disconnected his number.
Somebody called him and warned him and he disconnected his phone.
The police are on their way. Damn it, you listeners. God damn it. Okay, the next one is Tanner. She spelled out the name for me. I should look him up on Facebook because he's got a kind of a unique name.
Oh, dog.
Should I pause? I'm pausing.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay. I got two doors between me and the dog.
You got what?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
She won't shut up, but oh well.
Okay, so. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. One second. Okay, here goes. Tanner.
Okay.
In case you forgot, with all that dog craziness happening.
Hello,
can I speak to Tanner, please?
He's actually not available right now. Can I take a message?
Actually, I'm calling from the... He just left here today.
Okay.
Were you with him?
No, I wasn't. My husband was, though.
Oh, is Tanner your son?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense now. I'm sorry. We got some complaints. about the sun. Apparently, okay. He's too ugly, and we don't want to give haircuts to him anymore.
Who is this?
This is Stacy from the Great Clips. There's no nice way to put it. I just, he kind of, the way he was acting and the way he was looking at some of the other girls was very distracting.
Casey, is your manager?
Ma'am, there's no reason to talk to my manager because our customers were complaining about the way he was looking at people. And there's, like, no other way I can say it except please don't bring him in ever again. It, like, creeped out a bunch of people.
Oh, okay.
Do you still need to talk to my manager or do you understand?
Oh, I need to talk to your manager.
Okay, hold on. I'll get Roy.
Yeah, this is Roy. Can I help you? Hello, can I help you?
Yes. Could you explain to me a little bit further your issue?
Well, I think it was her issue. It wasn't not necessarily my issue. It's just, you know, her own personal... She was having problems I think she's embarrassed to tell you about.
Oh, okay. Is there a number where I can have my husband call you back when he gets home?
Yeah, it's on the receipt.
I don't have the receipt. I wasn't with him, clearly.
Yeah, well, he has the receipt, and it's for your husband, so clearly he can call.
Well, clearly he probably threw the receipt away when he left.
Why would he do that? There's a coupon on it for $2 off his next visit. That'd be stupid of him.
Wait a second. Why would he come back for another visit if my son is banned?
That's financially irresponsible because he doesn't know that he's banned yet. If he's not picking up the phone, we have to deal with...
Oh, but if it was that bad of an experience...
Deal with you.
If it was that bad of an experience, then I'm going to guess that he would throw the receipt away.
I don't think he had a bad experience. He can come back without the son.
And what's your number, Roy?
It'll be on the bottom of the receipt. I mean, on the top of the receipt. The coupon's on the bottom of the receipt.
It's funny. I have never met a manager who would be so hesitant to give their callback number.
Well, I just don't like your attitude, and I don't want to give it to you. So I'm just going to hang up on you. How do you like that?
Okay.
How do you like
that?
Fine. Take that.
That sounds...
What do you think of that?
Fine.
You hang up. Big jerk. Big jerk face.
It's for you.
Oh, no. It's for you, Stacy.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Hey, this is Stacy. I'm calling you from the...
Okay.
I was kind of embarrassed. I didn't want to tell you this, but you're really attractive. I couldn't say that to your wife. I told your wife that your son's ugly and he can't ever come in here. But I'd rather just you come back by yourself without your son.
Okay.
Can you come back right now? Don't tell your wife. I didn't tell her anything. I just told her her son's ugly and not to bring the kid in anymore.
Who is this really?
No, this is Stacy. Really. I was looking at you
where?
The whole time. Like, you didn't notice?
No.
Well, come back. Don't tell your wife and just come back. Say that you forgot something.
Huh?
Say that you forgot something. Just be like, oh, I forgot. I'll come back right now.
Yeah, I don't think now's an appropriate time.
Oh, no, just tell her that you're going to go cuss out the manager because the manager is being rude to her. And then just come back here.
Yeah, maybe a different day.
Oh, really? What day?
I don't know.
Well, I have to make sure it's on a day I'm working.
Okay, well... Call me a different day about it then.
No, I'm gonna forget you.
Okay then.
What is your problem?
I have no problem.
Are you happy in your marriage?
Yes.
Hey, can I just get your cell phone number? Well, is that your cell phone?
Yeah.
Why is your wife answering your cell phone?
Because I was downstairs practicing snaps with my son.
Snaps?
Huh?
This doesn't sound right. Like, I'm going to go.
Okay, bye.
He sounded kind of interested.
He did. He was getting a little uncomfortable.
Like he was trying to say things without his wife knowing what he was saying.
Yeah. He was like being all like, try a different day.
I think if cheating wasn't on his mind before, it is now. So it's only a matter of time.
He's going to go back by himself for a haircut and look for Stacy.
I don't know which is terrible. You telling saying that a kid's ugly or trying to get a husband to cheat?
I wish she would have taken the bait on the son being ugly.
Yeah, she didn't believe anything. He probably didn't believe anything either.
Well, I was trying to tell her that, like, the son was giving a lot of ladies, like, a really bad look and was sending some of the customers, too. She seemed to kind of take that, but not really.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, I typed in his name. Hold on. Wait. Oh, mm-hmm. Crap. I was trying to find him on Facebook.
Oh,
it looks like I had no luck. What? Yeah, forget that. Never mind.
You should add him if you find him.
We got to call the rest of these really fast because, well, no, not really. You know, I'm just thinking, like, she's going to start calling people.
Huh?
She's going to start calling her customers. Oh, my God. Somebody's prank calling everyone that I just gave to that guy on the phone.
Oh, is that lady's going to call back right now?
Yeah, probably. Okay. He's going to pull the receipt out of his pocket. Here's the number on right on the top.
Well, start from the bottom of the list.
That'll be confusing for me. Let me just call. Can I just call the next one?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I think you have to do it again, because you're a girl. His name's Rod. Rod T's regular cut with a coupon. We got like 5 of these, by the way, listeners. I think 5 or 6 or 4.
And this is the last one we're doing.
What? No, it's not.
No.
I want to do.
Well, if they don't answer.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Let me try one more. Hold on. Are you out of chips?
Yeah, I'm done.
Crap.
You want me to be eating chips?
I don't care. I'm just kidding. There's 36 people listening to us right now. I can't remember what we started out with.
Usually 0.
No, there's...
Hello. Please leave a message.
Oh, dang it.
Hi, I'm calling from... I'm the manager here. You just had your hair cut with your coupon. And I wanted to let you know that the lady that cut your hair, she put spiders in your hair, basically. She put a bunch of spiders in your hair. She does that to customers that she doesn't think is going to tip. But then I don't know what to say. It's ridiculous, I know, but... Yeah, spiders in your hair. Sorry about that. Have a nice day. Okay, that one's done. At least I got to do the spiders thing. I don't know why I want to say spiders in the hair.
You should do spider eggs, because people can't see those.
Oh, so you wanted to do one with chemicals or something? This lady got a shampoo and a cut.
Okay.
So this might be a good one. Be like, I put one chemical in your hair, but then I forgot to put the second chemical in for the full shampoo. So you need to put it in yourself. And when she doesn't have it, it's mustard or ketchup.
I want to do a coupon where we double charge them because they forgot to turn in a coupon.
You've reached the Bakehouse. We can't come to the phone right.
She sounds like she would do it.
Why do people always use their home phone number for this?
Yeah, I know. It's That's probably what this is. She's probably just not home yet.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
How are you? Were you just got the... Did I get the right number here?
I have been... I was there today, yes.
Oh, this is Joyce?
Yes.
I think you got a shampoo and a cut, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened?
It looks like there was a little mistake.
Oh.
In the shampoo, somebody had put in some hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we just figured it out. Now that we know that it's in there, we're starting to add another chemical to counteract it. But your hair is going to get really gross pretty soon if we don't neutralize it.
What's going to happen to it?
Well, hydrogen peroxide will actually end up bleaching your hair.
It'll bleach my hair? Pardon?
It'll bleach your hair to the roots to where it's all brittle and it will fall out.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. So what should I do?
Do you have any ketchup?
Ketchup?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You need to just put ketchup on your hair, and it'll be fine.
Ketchup on my hair?
Mm-hmm.
And how long do I leave it on there?
Just leave it on there for about 2 minutes and rinse it off.
Uh-huh.
And then come in, and we'll take a look at your hair and make sure. Actually, you don't have to come in. If you don't notice in the next 20 minutes after doing it that your hair is bleached, if you don't see the color change, you don't have to worry. What color is your hair originally?
It's pretty gray.
Okay, so you'll notice. You'll see a difference. It'll look different.
It'll look different.
If you just put ketchup in your hair for about 2 minutes,
Do I put a lot of ketchup in and rub it through my hair?
Uh-huh.
A lot of ketchup.
Well, just enough to cover your hair. I mean, you don't have a lot of hair, right?
Well, no, my hair is pretty short now.
You can't do this.
But I need to put enough on there so it at least covers my hair. Is that it?
Exactly.
Okay, and then watch it and then do what?
That's it.
And that's it. So after a couple of minutes, then I just rinse it out and I'm okay.
Right. It'll be fine.
It'll be okay?
I think we actually got you confused with someone else. You don't notice your hair changing color, do you? Is it the same color?
Well, let me take a look. I did my hair when I got home, you know?
Okay.
Because they didn't style it or anything there. Let me go take a look.
Okay.
Is she still there?
Yeah, she's looking.
But is she on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Okay, great. I'm the manager. Sorry, ma'am.
You're what?
You heard me.
He's the manager.
Okay.
Just worried, but it sounds like we actually called the wrong person.
Okay, it doesn't look like it's really changed any color.
But are there spiders in your hair at all?
Are there what?
Spiders.
Spiders?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, what do you mean by that?
Well, sometimes the spiders get in people's hair. There's a lady here that likes to do that.
Sometimes what? I didn't understand it.
Do you see spiders crawling around your hair?
No.
No? Good. Okay. There's a lady here that was putting spider eggs in people's hair, and it was hatching. So.
She was putting spider eggs?
Yeah, and we had to fire her.
In people's hair?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It was weird, but yeah, we have to ask that now because we just don't know how far it got. But
okay, so now you think I you think maybe not, I'm not the person you needed to call?
Yeah, I don't think so.
She did do a wash. Are you the person that did my hair?
No, she's fired.
I mean, did my hair today?
Sharon?
Sharon
was putting hydrogen peroxide and spiders in people's hair.
What? You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Today she would have done that?
I don't know. She's putting pink paint in there, too. And from
oh, my God.
Buckets and buckets of paint.
Oh, for crying out loud. I can't imagine.
I know.
I don't see anything in my hair.
I'm glad. You shouldn't worry about it.
Okay, I don't see it changing color, really, because my hair is, you know, kind of gray. It's a little darker now since it was cut. I mean, I can come in if you want to take a look at it, but... Pardon?
I think it's going to be fine. I realized here I called the wrong person. This happened earlier today.
Earlier? Yeah, I just had mine done about, maybe 2 hours ago.
Yeah, this happened in the morning.
Okay.
We just found out. So.
Oh, my goodness sakes of life.
Yeah.
Jeez, you seem like such a nice girl.
I know, that's what they all say, huh?
Yeah, she did. Okay, it doesn't look any different, and I don't see anything crawling around.
Okay. I think you're going to be fine. I got the wrong number here.
Okay.
I mean, it's been such a day today. We had to call someone earlier today and tell them not to bring their kid in anymore because the ugly kid was staring at people, freaking them out.
Oh, my God.
Spiders. And then we have...
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine anybody trying that.
I know.
Doing that.
Crazy. It's been crazy.
Well, yeah, because she seemed like such a nice lady.
Oh, did you get your coupon?
Pardon?
Did you get a coupon on the receipt?
I got a coupon in the mail.
Oh, okay. What was the coupon for?
It was for a $6.99 haircut.
Oh, okay. Did you use that today?
Yes, I did.
Oh. Did you give the coupon?
I gave her the coupon.
Oh, okay. Good. Because we also had someone double charging for people that didn't get the coupon. And as long as you turned it in, you should be fine. Just check your bank statement.
Yeah, I turned in the coupon.
Okay.
And I think she charged me, let's see. Well, I told her to take out
$2. Oh.
Because I'm a senior citizen, so I don't know. And it was a $6.99 coupon.
It's $4.99, should be, right?
It was, I think she said it was going to be $7.
Ah.
That's what I think she said. No, 10.
10, okay.
And then it was going to be $10 because I got a cut and a wash.
Okay.
And then I said, well, take out $2. So she said, okay. And I think my husband gave her a 20.
I am so bored right now. I need to go.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day.
Pardon?
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Okay, so you think I'm okay then?
You're fine. I got the wrong number.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry you guys are going having to go through.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
I need to apologize to the listeners because I stopped Stacy from the ketchup thing. It's my fault. I'm sorry.
I know. You're like, we can't do this. I'm like, why? It's just ketchup.
Yeah. It's not that I'm worried about anything. I would feel like such an asshole.
Like, you haven't done asshole things before.
I haven't made old ladies put ketchup in their hair.
She was so nice. She was still talking. I was getting so bored.
Johnson Brown, he's like, it says it makes him really sad that lady, you didn't let that lady put ketchup in her hair. We broke his heart.
Yeah, I think you need, if you put this on YouTube, you need to include the part in it where you apologize because it was your fault, not mine.
Okay.
I was all for it.
I bet she seems like she'd believe anything. You could probably just call back right now and get her to do it.
You can call back and get her to do it because you're the one that has the problem with it, and we need you to get over your fear.
It's not a fear.
No, I think you should do it.
Do you think that I suck for stopping you?
I'm about 50-50 on it. We didn't really need to do it because she was going to do it anyway. It's over the phone. It's not like we know she's doing it or see her doing it.
I'm certain she was all for it. She was going to do it.
She would have done it, though.
She probably would have stayed on the phone and did it.
Yeah, she would be like, all right, I'm hopping in the shower.
Oh, man. So I think we should just be happy that if we'd wanted, right now, a lady would be squirting ketchup into her hair.
I was going to tell her that she needs to put a little mustard in it, too, but you stopped me.
And do you have any relish, ma'am?
Yeah, a little relish. She's going to be talking to her husband. She's going to be like, the craziest thing is, a lady up at Great Clips named Sharon, who is putting spider eggs in hair, and spiders are hatching, and paint, and there was an ugly kid up there staring at people, creeping them out.
She's never going to forget that trip to Great Clips.
Did we run out of numbers?
Oh, no, we still have another. Can we take a... Well, no, never mind. I was going to say, we should take... Like, how much longer do you have to do a show?
I don't have that much longer, but I was going to say, if we're done with all of the Great Clips calls, we can call Great Clips now from corporate and say that Sharon, someone made a complaint against Sharon putting spider eggs.
Okay.
You're not going to believe it. Nothing's going to happen to Sharon.
But I'm pretty sure we have one more.
Okay.
So you're able to see my messages while you're on the phone, or do you have to pull the phone away and look at them?
No, I'm on my tablet talking, and it's upside down so I can get to the mic easily.
I see, okay.
Because I'm so fat.
Yeah, true.
Then I'm on my computer, my laptop.
Oh, is your Skype running on the laptop too?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I see. Yeah, we have one more left.
Okay.
It's Eric. He did a $6.99 haircut with a coupon.
Okay.
That poor old lady. You're like, yeah, they've been overcharging people. You might want to check your bank statement.
She said, but she told me it's going to be $10. I'm like, yeah, that's a senior discount. We'd charge you $3 extra.
I ruined everything. I'm sorry, everyone.
Okay. Damn, you want me to do this one, or?
Yeah. I think it'd be best.
With the coupon.
What?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6.
Sorry.
That's every time she added in extra information. With the coupon. With the coupon. With the coupon.
Some girl on Facebook's trying to get me to prank Kayla, and I think it's the Kayla that sent us numbers. Nice try, Brandy.
Oh,
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Is Brandy a friend of Kayla's?
Yeah, Brandy is the girl that lives, I think, at the apartment complex.
Ah.
That Kayla works with, or
the
something.
One that, oh yeah, wow. We should mention that, by the way. Like, so is it Brandy that sent us the image of?
Huh? Yes, Brandy.
Okay, yeah, Brandy's. Like, apparently the apartment sent out a notice to everyone that they're going to be searching all of the units, or not searching. They're doing an inspection. It's completely innocent. And lock up your dogs. And she sent us a picture of that. We were able to see a picture of the notice that they sent out, we think, as a result of our call.
Thanks, Brandy and Kayla, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to mention before you so rudely interrupted me that we actually called the apartments and tried to ask them about the inspection. In the letter, they write that it's maintenance. But when we called, she admitted it was an inspection. And yep. I said, well, I don't want you coming in the bedroom because I don't want you to take the urinal away.
And I know I've asked you this before, but what did we do to that complex? I can't remember at all.
I can't remember right now. I think it had to do with the urinal.
Yeah. I wonder if that cliff guy got any kind of notice from his landlord. The one that you chopped a hole through the floor.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what we said, but then I remember when we talked to, the lady about it. Did you post this on YouTube?
No, I didn't post it anywhere. I actually kind of forgot about it, but called them. I have it. I'm sure I recorded it. I just have to go find it.
Yeah, maybe we have to find it and put it on YouTube for everyone else and then put the notice on the YouTube video.
Yeah, or I can paste it on the end of this show, maybe.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know.
You should make it its own call.
Make it its own call?
Make it its own. Don't just paste it on the end of the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Make a video for it separately.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Just listen to it and not have to listen to the whole show. The show sucks.
I want them to listen to the whole show. Come on, you had a lady ready to put ketchup in her hair.
So what was the next thing on our... Oh, yes. I sent you something that Kayla sent us. I don't know if you want to do... See, Brandy, we would have taken your idea if it wasn't Kayla.
Yeah, what the hell? Why are we going to prank Kayla? It's just going to be like, oh, you it's Roy and Stacey. I know you guys.
And then, but we're going to ignore you, Brandy, and we're going to take Kayla's suggestion. Sorry. Love you.
I don't.
I told that old lady at the end that I love her.
You love everyone. I wonder if she's putting ketchup in her hair right now just to be safe. I want, like, okay, wherever I post this, like, okay, I'm going to post this. I've been posting stuff on the phonelosers.org podcast feed. So people, when you listen to this, I want you to weigh in on this. I want you to go to the comments on phonelosers.org and make a comment and tell me if like, making an old lady put ketchup in her hair is, like, over the line.
It's just 'cause I really, ketchup.
I know it's just ketchup.
I don't know. You made an old man cancel his hover round order because you told him he had to put coins in it.
Oh, come on. He talked to his family and they're like, "What? That's the dumbest thing ever." He figured it out. He had to.
I don't know.
And I was just saying on the beginning of the show, we need to do things to old people. It keeps their minds working. Putting ketchup in her hair might keep her alive another year.
It could be a good thing. We could be doing her a service.
It could give her a purpose in life.
Purpose.
To you know, avenge.
Every day?
Huh?
To put ketchup in her hair every day? That's her new purpose?
No, to avenge the people that did that to her.
Oh, okay. So you're going to keep talking, or are you going to prank call the one I sent you?
Okay.
You can do the talking on this one.
Oh, man.
You don't want to?
No, I want to. Okay. What is this? Okay. From Kayla. It's a Tennessee number. It says... Her name is Lisa. She just tried to get DirecTV, but TV couldn't find signal even after she paid them, so she went to Charter so you could call acting like DirecTV, saying you'd found a way to get a signal, but you still can't give her the money back regardless of what she chooses to do. Okay. That sounds fun. So I wonder how Kayla knows this person. Kayla's a bad friend.
Like, she's a whore.
I'm going to mute.
Okay, yeah. Kayla's a horrible, horrible friend. Don't ever be friends with Kayla from Tennessee. Because she will fuck you over just for her own amusement. What was that?
Give her a callback number and hope she calls back soon.
Yeah, see, that's I should have my callback number working right now, and then she would call back.
Hey, it's Lisa. I can't get to the phone right now.
Okay, hold on. Let me get Lisa's number here. I actually did this when I was doing Kmart layaway calls. Like, the person wouldn't pick up, so I started texting them nonstop while I rang their phone at the same time. Like, pick up your goddamn phone, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Did it work?
Yeah, she picked it up. It worked. I just wrote to Lisa. I texted her. I'm like, pick up your stupid phone, dummy. So let me try again.
Well, I'm not actually a friend of Kayla's.
What?
It's not actually a friend of Kayla's.
Oh.
Just someone she knows.
So what about the pot-smoking apartment people? Was that a friend of Kayla's, or was that just...
The one I just sent you today?
Like, if it's not a friend, how does she know that this lady got...
Oh, directly else. I'm not going to give out all of her things that she's telling me.
Hey, it's Lisa. I can't get to...
Two more times. I texted her. She's... Maybe she'll text me back. She'll be like, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, this is...
Hello?
Oh, you're echoing at me. This is Roy from DirecTV?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. I just want to let you know we figured out the problem you were having with your reception.
Okay.
And, are you at home right now?
Well, I mean, I already went and paid my Charter cable bill.
Oh, yeah.
And they've already refunded my $113 back.
The DirecTV did?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're going to charge that back if, you know, that's non-refundable.
Hold on.
What just happened? Did she click over? Ma'am?
She said, hold on. Be patient. I don't know.
Lisa's hijacking our show.
She's probably listening to us right now.
Quit being such a creep, Lisa. Let me text her. Click over, dummy. Oh, what's going on? Oh, she hung up on us.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hello?
Hi, it's Roy from DirecTV.
Yeah.
Hi, okay, I'm gonna need you to get a ladder, and we're gonna have you go up on the roof and make some adjustments.
Excuse me?
I'm going to need you to get a ladder. Do you have a ladder to get up to the dish?
You didn't put a dish in.
Well, no, you should have a dish up there.
No, they didn't put a dish up because of the tree.
Well, how would you expect to get reception without a dish? Maybe that's the problem.
Okay, first of all, don't get smart-ass with me. I went through this Friday. Y'all came out here. You couldn't put the dish up because there was too many trees. The guy left.
Dishes can see through trees, dummy.
He could not do it. He said he could not do it. I ended up calling DirecTV back. They refunded my $113. I went to Charter, turned Charter cable on, and paid my Charter cable bill. So I have Charter cable. I have no DirecTV. I don't want to discuss this anymore.
Well, we're going to recharge your credit card if you hang up. I'm going to push the buttons right now and recharge. Recharge your credit card because they weren't supposed to give you a refund. Oh, she's gone. I'm calling her back.
Or you can text her and tell her we'll charge you anyway.
She sounds like she would have been fun to talk to if she hadn't just hung up.
Tell her they're charged. Text message.
Hello?
hey, we got disconnected somehow. It's Roy from DirecTV. I just recharged your credit card for twice the amount.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now I'm going to walk you through the steps. Do you have a ladder?
We need to adjust. No, there is no, there's no satellite on the roof, sir. I'm telling you, there is no satellite dish on the roof.
You just don't know where it is. Like, you need to get up on the roof to be
sir,
able to see it.
Listen to me. I'm telling you. The landlady told me specifically, no satellite dish on the roof.
That's against the law for her to deny people satellite dishes.
I don't care what the law is. And, that's what she said. She said, you can hook it up if you don't put it on the roof of the house. When the guy came out here, he did not do nothing. He looked around.
So he did do something?
He could not get a signal. He said he could not get a signal. And he said, I'm not doing nothing. I can't get a signal.
Why would you even have him? Why would you waste his time if you're not allowed to put it on the roof anyway?
You are a fucking idiot, sir, because you're the one that should have come out here first and decided if it was viable to even put a dish out here. There's no dish on this roof.
You know, the people at Charter, they're a bunch of fascist Nazis, and you shouldn't be doing business with them anyway. So like, you know, if you want to do business with a company like that, then that's your decision. But we're still going to charge you. Because you wasted our time. You made us come out and look at your roof.
Sir, I'm going to tell you what right now. Don't go there with me. He did not. You can send any technician out here you want to.
That'd be better than Charter. We're not Nazis.
You come out here and you send any technician you want to come out here and look for a dish.
Satellites.
And I guarantee you 100%. You're not going to find a dish in the yard, on the house, nowhere.
We show the dish was installed,
I want your name.
Okay, I have to charge you, though, because the dish was installed. It's on your roof right now. My name is Roy.
Roy is his name, and I want to talk to a supervisor or somebody.
Okay, I can get my supervisor.
You got a supervisor, and I want to talk to him.
Yeah,
he says he's going to charge you for a dish that you ain't even got on your house.
You have to get up there and take that dish down and send it back to us.
There's not a dish on the roof, you idiot! There's not a dish here nowhere. The technician left.
Sounds like she'd get along
with
the
you believe me?
Fascist Nazis. Okay, here's my supervisor, ma'am.
It's his supervisor.
Hello?
Hello,
this is Stacy, I'm with DirecTV, and I heard that you wanted to talk to me.
Yeah, he's telling me he's going to charge me for a dish. They couldn't hook it up. They left. They've already refunded my money back to my bank account.
Okay, so what is the problem?
$113. There was too many trees. He couldn't get a signal.
Okay, so what is your problem?
Rory is telling me he's going to charge me for a dish that I don't have.
Well, you haven't returned it, so that's what we do. We charge people.
The technician never put it up. The technician left. He said, I can't get a signal. There's nowhere in your yard that I can get a signal. There's too many trees. And he took his equipment. He never put the dish up and left. I have no dish. I have further cable.
Ma'am, I think he put it in a tree because I'm getting a signal from it, and the satellite can actually go through the trees, so I don't see what your damn problem is.
Well, first of all, I don't know who you are and who you think you can talk to me like that. There is no dish here.
Well, you sweared at our at Roy, so I thought you were okay with cuss words.
I have no dish. I'm telling you. The honest to God truth, there is no satellite dish here at my house.
So we're picking up a phantom signal from some dish that was never installed.
There's a dish at the lady's house next door. I have no dish. They wouldn't. Well, the technician wouldn't put it up.
You need to get your signal from her then, because you're getting charged because you're not returning it. Why don't you just take?
I don't have a dish to return, honey.
Plus.
You can send a technician out here. I don't have a dish in my house.
No,
I don't have a dish nowhere.
No, we're not spending any more resources on you. You need to take your neighbor's dish and return it to us immediately.
I'm not going over to my neighbor's house and getting nothing. You're right. Crazy.
Then you'll get charged.
If you call me again, and if you charge me, I will get a lawyer, and I will sue you. I don't have a dish. I don't have a dish at this house. I don't have one at this address. I have charter cable, and y'all are crazy. I do not have a satellite dish anywhere on this property. I will call my landlady, and I will have her get her lawyer, and I will sue you.
So what you're saying is you don't have a dish because you gave it to your neighbor.
She just hung up.
Oh.
That's pretty great. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That was hilarious.
I was on mute, but then I'm like, wait a minute. I just stopped her.
Should I call her back one more time?
Yeah. Tell her you don't appreciate the way that she spoke to your supervisor.
Oh, it's not connecting. Hold on. Ah, why isn't it working? Okay, there it is. Did she block us or something? Okay, there it goes. So thanks for this, Kayla. This was fun. I like how she transferred you to the other lady, and then she pretended it was her.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. But it sounded like her.
Hey, it's Lisa. I can't get to the phone right now. If you'll leave your name and number, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
I'll leave a message. Hello, this is Dave. I'm calling you from the International Space Station in space. And we're sending a signal down to your house right now, to your exact GPS coordinates, and we're detecting a satellite dish on your roof, and we're going to need you to return that to DirecTV immediately. So if you could do that, go up, get up there and take that down and send it in, that'd be great. Thank you very much. Goodbye. I don't know if that made much sense.
International Space Station.
DirecTV had the International Space Station. Check it out for them. You know, I had DirecTV, and besides just stupid, horrible customer service and trying to charge us whenever the dish would get knocked out of alignment, like, when we canceled, they made us, like, get up, like, climb up on the roof ourselves and take it down and send it in to them.
Oh, my God. So there is some truth to that.
Yeah. I mean, It was like in the midst of my divorce, and I climbed up there for my ex and got it down for her so she wouldn't get charged. So I was very nice about it. But yeah, they pretty much just wanted her to, they wouldn't send anyone out to collect it, to come up there and get it.
Well, Kayla is completely dying right now. She says, we're dying.
She's always She's always completely dying. So is Brandy a coworker of hers?
I think so.
So Kayla was listening and she's trying to get us to prank Kayla?
I don't know.
I mean, the number she gave me is a Kentucky number. And I think Kayla's in Tennessee, right?
Why don't we just give out everybody's information?
Kayla's phone number is area code 27. No, I'm not trying to do that. It's just, I don't know. I'm
confused. Did you get the one that I called, that I gave you for an apartment? They have had a bad rodent problem. Possums have been found in rooms. Ask for Steve. He is very old.
So you're just taking live. Okay, yeah, I see that up here. You're taking live requests now.
Yes.
Why are these people, like, I'm not getting messages.
I don't know. Because nobody wants to talk to you.
Yeah, Spencer Smith is messaging me.
Yeah, this is who it came from.
Hi, Spencer. Oh, yeah, I see it. Huh?
Don't give out last names.
Oh, sorry, Spencer Smith. I didn't mean to give out your last name.
That's actually his handle, Spencer Smith.
Yeah, that's his CB radio handle.
Smith of Spencer's.
Yep. So they have a serious rodent problem. I wonder if this is where he lives.
And why is it spelled opossum?
I don't know. It's ridiculous. But we should look up the origin. That's another thing. People that are listening to this on the feed, I want you to look up the origin of the word opossum and tell us why there's an O before it. Okay, so I should call this place? I did the last one, basically, so...
Okay. Okay. I need to go pretty soon, though.
Yeah, I really do need to also. So maybe we should kind of wrap it up after this. Even though I have more oil change, people.
All right, well, great show, Brad. Roy.
Hello, Beachtree Apartments. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. May I speak to Steve? He's very old.
Oh, here's Steve. Oh, let me get Steve.
Are you going to get Steve?
Steve is not here. Yes, Steve is not here.
Okay.
What? Did you need to report a problem?
Why do I feel like this is Spencer?
Is your name Spencer?
No, ma'am.
What's your name?
John.
John? Okay. We're having a really bad rodent problem. Hold on.
And it's with your face, Spencer.
We're having a really bad rodent problem, and we had to actually...
He just hung up.
Oh. Wow.
I'm pretty sure that was not real.
Well, then why would he ask us to ask for Steve?
I don't know. It's probably his friend. They're probably like in the car together or something. It's like, oh, I know. We'll get these people to call us, and it'll be hilarious.
You have no faith in your listeners.
I just know that's what I would do.
So from now on, we're only going to take numbers from Kayla.
Yeah, Kayla's the only person in the world we can trust. Can we try just a few more oil changes before we get going? Or do you really need to go?
Sure, Brad.
No? Do you have things to do? Like I can...
No, I don't have anything to do.
Yeah, you don't have a life. I don't have a life.
Not like I need to take a shower. Or
showers are done. You should...
Wash my sheets.
You know what? I would insist that you when you shower, you wash your hair with ketchup if you'd gotten that lady to do it. just so you know what it's like.
She probably did it. I'll go ahead and do it.
Yeah, just to be safe. Oh, yeah, you wanted to call the hair place back and laugh.
Oh, yes. And tell on Sharon. Are you going to do it?
Well, this is an oil change. Yeah, I'll do this. This is an oil change.
Oh.
Weird that Spencer isn't denying my allegations right now.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is this Jay?
Yes.
Hi. I'm calling from Change Your Oil the other day.
Yes.
And I left something in the back of your car. I was wondering if you'd found that.
What is it? I didn't find anything.
Oh, it might have rolled under the seat. It was a tube of KY jelly.
Let me just look in here.
Okay. Yeah, it might have rolled under the
seat. The back seat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't have... Oh, that's my wife's car. Sorry, I've got a roadster, but that's right. I took my wife's car down there.
Well, do you have her number? Maybe I could call her and find out if the KY jelly is in her car.
Oh, no, she's here with me in my house.
Oh, I see.
I was thinking when you said a back seat, I don't have a back seat in my car. No, there's nothing back here.
It's not like under the seat, like a little tube of KY lubricant?
No, I know what it is, what you're talking about. No, in our back seat here, I'll come down there and show you, there's nothing. You can't get under the back seat.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, it's not here.
Well, I wonder where
I mean, I don't want it.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I wonder where that could have gone. I mean, I was only in there for 5 minutes
with the
KY. All right. Well, ah, he hung up.
Are you sure he wasn't trying to use it for himself?
I think he kept it.
Yeah. You should call him and accuse him of keeping it.
I've got like four more. You want to take the next one?
Sure.
We'll just finish up these last four and then call the hair. we'll just be another hour is all.
Okay.
I was kind of stealing that joke from Carlito on his show this past week. He was getting a guy to dig through the back seat, and he's like, you might find a used condom underneath the seat. I can't believe that guy didn't question.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Hello.
Al.
Hello. This is Stacy. I'm calling from the Tire and Lube.
Do what?
Did you get your oil changed recently?
No, I did not.
Did anybody in your family get their oil changed recently?
Who?
I'm calling you from the Tire and Lube where you got your oil changed, you retard.
Don't call me back.
I will.
I think he said call him back.
Yes?
Yes, I think you're kind of rude for hanging up on me.
I think you're very rude for what you said. Okay, I know the manager, and I don't appreciate some bitch calling me a retard. So I hope you enjoy your job while you still have it.
You don't even know my name.
He's gone.
Wow. You need to as the manager.
Okay.
I don't know you.
You just got told, Stacy.
Hi, for whatever reason I'm not available, leave a message and I'll get back to
you. Oh, well. I'll just move on to the next one.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have to track down that Great Clips. I think I know right where it is, though. Oh, this is Richard. This is Richard.
Okay.
If you want to talk to him.
Okay. Doing laundry. Whatever.
I can tell from the audio tour earlier.
I haven't started it yet.
From the acoustics.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Richard. All
right, this next one is Amy. It's an oil change.
More tour.
I'm really keeping you from things now, aren't I? You're like starting to walk around and do laundry and shit. Two left.
Oh, I need to put the soap in. Hello?
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3-2.
God.
Hello?
No, they didn't pick up.
Oh.
Okay, this is the last one. You have to be prepared for this. Huh?
Okay. No, keep going. I'm going to say it's a flood.
Oh, okay. Her name's Carolina Novak.
Okay.
Oil change.
Hello? 1-5.
No, voicemail.
Okay.
All right.
It's been a great show.
Yeah. Well, you still wanna do the thing, right?
What thing?
Call the Great Clips.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, hold on.
You're doing it, right?
Well, she knows my voice.
Oh.
So okay. It's the number.
Give me like... Huh? Give me 2 minutes, okay?
Okay. So we're going to listen to this music for 2 minutes. Stacy! Stacy!
Stacy! Stacy! I just got 2 more minutes, goddammit. You can't even give me one. All right, go ahead.
Okay, all right. This is the last last call.
Oops. Okay.
Was her name Sharon? I can't remember. Was that
right? Yeah, that's the haircut lady.
Okay. All right, here goes.
Good afternoon. This is Bonnie.
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Yes.
Yeah, we're getting complaints. Complaints recently?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of complaints?
You know, I'm not really sure, honestly, what's going on. We have something weird happening right now. This is corporate office. They're getting complaints about us. Do you think it has anything to do with... I mean, I have no idea what's going on. Should I have Megan call back?
Or? Are you
going
to talk to me, or what are you going to do? I have to go if you're not going to talk.
Okay, you know what? I am not the manager, and I will have to let you speak to the manager if she's not in. So may I have your name? What's your name?
My name is Stacy.
Okay.
Okay, look, I'm about to leave here. It's 6 o'clock right now, and can you just give me some sort of report about what's going on so I can write it down?
And Stacy, do you have a ID number?
Yes, I do. It's 227186.
And you are from where?
I'm from the corporate office.
From what corporate office?
The one in California.
Okay. And what phone number can she reach you at?
661-895-4381.
You broke up. 661.
661. 895.
89.
Yeah, 661-895-4300.
Okay, and she should return your call as soon as possible.
But I'm not going to be here, ma'am. I'm not going to be here. I need to get a report. Can you just tell me what's going on, please?
I have no idea. I'm cutting hair. I have no idea what you're even talking about. We have a customer that's talking with the stylist about right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's a complaint. Our manager isn't in. So I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
We've been getting reports of people calling about spiders in their hair.
Okay.
Someone putting, spider eggs in the shampoo.
Okay.
And they said it was Sharon.
Okay.
Is Sharon there right now?
Yes, she is. And her customer is here right now with a complaint. Well, she had...
Can I talk to her customer so I can write this complaint down, please?
Hold on. I don't think this customer is making a complaint.
Customer, I need to do a survey, please, so I can go home.
Okay, our manager just got off the phone with this customer. Can you hold on, please?
Okay.
She said the manager wasn't in.
I really don't have no patience for this.
Either. This is supposed to be a quick ending to the show, and they're just dragging it out. God.
No, the fact that I'm calling from corporate, and she's asking me all these questions. Just give me the answer so we can move on and go home.
Okay, we're going to have... the customer just got off the phone and left. She was talking with Megan, our manager. We'll have Megan give you a call.
I'm not going to be here. Can you tell me if anything strange has happened today with the spiders and people's hair?
Hold on one second.
With Sharon... Oh, my God. Anyone there?
Hi, this is Sharon.
Oh, hi, Sharon. We're getting complaints about you.
Yes, I just got a complaint from somebody else, too.
What did they say?
That they had gotten a phone call from somebody.
About?
Have you? And your name is?
My name is Stacy.
And the last name?
Stack.
And...
Oh, my God. Can you just tell me what the call was about so I can write it down and go home, please?
I don't know if I should give any information out because I don't even know what's going on.
Okay, Sharon, did it have anything to do with spiders?
Yes.
Wait, was it an older lady that called you?
No.
Oh. Okay, who was it?
I am not divulging any names.
Oh, you don't have to tell me a name. Just tell me, like, was it a guy? Was it a woman?
I'm not divulging any names. No, nothing.
Well, all right.
Would you like...
to fire you.
Okay.
For putting stuff in people's hair. Have you been putting spiders
in people's
hair?
It's not true, obviously, because it's not true.
Okay, have you been putting spider eggs in people's hair?
No, I have not.
Why are you laughing then?
Because it's ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's not ridiculous. It's something that you can get fired for.
Would you like my boss's number?
Please.
Okay, when is she going to be here?
Well, I'm not going to be here when she gets there. So does she have a cell phone?
I can't give out her cell phone number.
Oh, then why are you offering to give me her number?
Well, I was offering for you to talk to her when she is here.
Well, I won't be here. I'm about to go home. It's 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, Sharon.
Would you like me to take your number down so she can call you?
Just forget about it.
Okay.
Stop putting spiders in your hair.
She's gone. I hung up. God damn it. They were just... What the hell? I didn't think they believe... Like, they don't know whether to believe you or not, I think, is what the problem is.
Yeah, because somebody called and said that they were getting some strange phone call.
They seemed just completely not to believe you at all, but then they would believe you. It didn't make sense. It was weird.
It's because they gave out the phone numbers and you know they did something wrong.
Yeah.
And now they're scared.
And she said, my manager just got off the phone. Let me give you to her. And now she's not the manager? I'm so confused.
I don't know. Who knows?
Well, today I learned that old ladies will pretty much on command put ketchup in their hair. Senior citizens will rub a bunch of ketchup in their hair. Just tell them to. And they'll do it.
I didn't learn anything today. I learned that Brad can keep me on the phone for 3 fucking hours.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
How long has it been?
It's close to 3 hours, I think. Maybe 2.5.
Holy.
Sorry. So God.
So mad.
Well, thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks, Spencer, for pranking us.
No, I don't think that was Spencer, but okay.
Well, it wasn't. That wasn't a landlord, whoever it was. Damn listeners.
All right.
Thanks, Kayla. That was a funny dish thing.
Yeah, Kayla's awesome. Thank you, Kayla, once again for saving our show.
And you're awesome too, Brandy. I just I was confused. Oh yeah, she messaged me. She's like, Kayla wasn't listening at the time, LOL. And she called her a skank.
Yeah. Oh my God, Johnson just said something. He said, you should call the oil change people and say you left your penis extender in their car. You were getting some extending time in while you took your break in the back seat.
Maybe next time. Maybe tonight. I'm kind of thinking I'm going to finish these up tonight because they'll be home in the evenings, maybe. Hopefully.
Thank you, everyone, for the ideas.
Yep. Good times.
Okay. I'm going to go now.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Do you want to get my washing machine before I go?
No, no. I think everyone listening should go to your YouTube. It's youtube.com. Oh. I don't even know how to say it. I hate your YouTube thing. Never mind. Don't go to Stacey's YouTube.
Don't go there. Never mind.
Go to the Phone Losers YouTube, the latest video. There's new videos up, and then if you click on them, you know, there's little things just click to Stacey's YouTube on it.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Losers.